Hello, sir, would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Richard Dale Vance, 086328.
Mr. Vance, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on September the 15th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir, I have it right here in front.
And it stated, among other things on there, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Vance, you cannot see us today because we're doing this by telephone, but there are four board panel members participating in your hearing today, and I would like to introduce them to you. And they are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the day. Mr. Vance and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do, sir.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false? And this is phase one of your hearing. And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12-8, as demonstrated by your failure to maintain residency at your approved placement at Casa Santa Clara on June 25th, 2016. Your whereabouts was unknown, that she was in the surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you so much, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Vance, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of the board, sir, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. Phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, and once we get that information, then we're going to come back and talk with you before we make a decision. So at this time, we're going to receive the background information, and Mr. Osborne, would you be kind enough to provide us with that, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Vance was released from DOC on January 7th of 2016. He was arrested on July 13th of 2017 by the Portland, Oregon Police Department for the felony charges of possession of meth for sale and is of common warrant status. He was returned back to our custody on August 17th of 2017 with 383 expound days, with a community supervision end date of December 24th of 2017. Current conviction, 2011, forgery, 5 years. Prior convictions, 1991, forgery, 2 years. 1991, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. 1994, dangerous drug violation, 10 years. And 2002, aggravated assault, 5 years, 6 months. He's had 4 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SGG and gang information noted that he is a suspected white supremacist. Prior term of supervision, 1991, temporary release completion, 8 months. 1999, temporary release, ISC transferred to Tennessee, arrested for ag assault and robbery in Nashville, returned to custody and revoked by the BOEC. 2002, provisional release absconder, 11 days, arrested for ag assault and burglary, administratively revoked. 2007, TIS release, tech violator, returned to custody and revoked. Has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs noted. Other arrests, 1979, burglary, second degree. Sorry, that was not processed. 1984 armed robbery, Tennessee, guilty under sanction. And we'll go down to 2000, aggravated robbery, Tennessee, felony conviction, state prison. And as of July 13th of 2017, dangerous drug violation, Oregon County Jail. He has a community risk score of G5, V5, and then our status of charges attached from P.O. Rodney Allman, dated Monday, September 18th of 2017. He had pled guilty to his drug charges and received time served.
Okay, there are no pending charges on that one.
No, sir.
And may I just ask one other question? Maybe it's here, but I just didn't pick it up. Was he on an interstate compact in the state of Oregon, sir?
He was not, sir.
Thank you so very much, sir. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Vance. It seems that when you were released back in 2016, you was go to Santa Castana Clara down there in Tucson, and then you were discharged from there because of your use of opiates as well as methamphetamine, and then you were placed at the Pima Reentry Center for a three-day sanction, and then it seems that you were accepted back at Santa Clara, and then you were discharged from there. And then apparently you just disappeared, sir, for some 300 plus days. So what happened, sir?
That's not true. I went back to reentry at SACRAC. I stayed there almost 90 days. Then they accepted me back into Santa Clara.
Okay.
So I was at the reentry at SACRAC. And then I got a phone call from, and that's not Portland, Oregon. It's Portland, Tennessee.
Okay.
So,
thank you, sir. Thank you so very much for that correction. Thank you. So that's Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I got a phone call. My sister, that's where I'm from. My sister and my dad had Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And I asked Rodney Allman, who was my parole officer, I asked him several times when I was at SACRAC to let me go back to Tennessee, take care of my father. And he would say, no, no, no. And I signed up and got, I'm on SSI, I got my disability, and I asked him again, can I go back? And he said no, and I did. I just got on the bus, went back to Tennessee to take care of my father, and I was back there. That's why I left the halfway house with that.
Man.
That's the reason why I left, is because my sister's called and said, you know, my dad's not doing good, which he's not. He's 80-something years old. I'll be 57 years old. And I did write y'all a letter explaining everything to y'all and to Allman, to Rodney Allman, my parole officer, while I left the state and went back to Tennessee. And I wrote y'all. Y'all should have the letter there in front of you.
Yes, sir. We do have the letter, and the board has had
it. That I would like
to review it. Yes,
see if I could get put back in SACRAC, which I'm under supervision there, you know, with my parole officer. I got, 50 or so, I got 70 days left, and I want to get my check started back up, because once you get locked up, they take your SSI, but you don't lose it. So if I was at SACRAC, I could get my check going again. It wouldn't be a burden on the state of Arizona. I'd go back to Tennessee and take care of my father, like the reason I did leave the first time to do that. And that's the reason, you know, all this, I'm back. I knew I was having a warrant out of Arizona because of me leaving the state, which, you know, I understand that that's the law, Arizona corrections law and everything. But I did ask Allman several times to let me go back. My father was sick, and he would say no, no, no. And I've done 2 6-month programs, moderate treatment programs in prison. When I got out, I was doing everything Allman asked me. I went to I went to TASS 10 times to drop UAs, all of them come back. I was clean, besides the medication I'm taking for my spinal cord that I take, and that was morphine that did, and he got it. Y'all should have that in front of you too. And the opiates that I was at Santa Clara was because of prescription drugs, and that should have been notified. But every time I went to DOC, I never come up dirty for no illegal drugs.
Okay, sir.
And,
let me just make a couple of comments here, sir. We're sorry to hear about your father's situation down in Tennessee. But you indicated that you would be interested in returning to SACRAC, and I just want you to know that this board does not have the authority to send you to SACRAC. This board, that decision is made totally by the Department of Corrections and your parole officer. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. The board can recommend, you know, that you get substance abuse treatment or whatever is needed, but we cannot name the facility where you would be housed. So I just wanted to put that on record so that you would understand that's one of the drawbacks that we have as the Board of Executive Clemency. So how did you get picked up down in Tennessee, sir? What happened down there, sir?
I was in a car with another driver, and they didn't put the signal light on. The turn take a right turn, and we got pulled over. And, you know, I knew I would have a warrant out of Arizona. I'd have to come back and complete my time here, and which I, you know, I did.
I
knew that was irrelevant. And the girl in the car had, she did have illegal drugs in the car, and I got took to jail on that, which when I went to court, it got dismissed, time served on that, and Arizona come and pick me up, like you said, on the 17th.
Okay, well, we're sorry about your father, but
that's
I think
all,
that
yeah.
It's
I
important
that
you are back in Arizona so that you can get this warrant behind you regardless of what this board does today, because it's just, you know, something to have a warrant just out there, and you don't know when you're going to be picked up or when
somebody
might stop. So we're glad that you're putting that one behind you. Sorry that it had to happen this way. But at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse has a question for you at this time, sir.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see on the warrant a statement, and I guess I would ask both Mr. Vance and Mr. Osborne this question. It says on March 9th, 2016, the assigned senior parole officer and assigned parole officer staffed the offender for his Casa Santa Clara positive urine sample of opiates and methamphetamine. And it says he was placed in Pima Reentry Center sanctions for 3 days. Mr. Vance, did you use methamphetamine?
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
No, I was on prescription at the halfway house. I was on prescription drugs there.
Yes,
and another inmate. They had the inmate running, shutting class of care or whatever, and they UA'd the whole floor, and they said mine come back dirty for meth and opiates, which I had a prescription for the opiates and the meth. I don't know, the inmate took it to the bathroom and UA'd us, that's all I know. There's another inmate, more or less, he was out on parole too, running a halfway house, which my parole officer said, you know, even the parole officer said, you know, that parole officer SACRAC, the head of the, there, said that this shouldn't be done by another inmate anyway, and they weren't inmates. So anyway, I got sanctioned for that, and I went back to reentry, and I stayed there 90 days at SACRAC again, and then I signed back up Santa Class of Clara, and they accepted me back into the program. And the first time, I only had 9 days left. I only completed the program when that happened.
Well, sir, my question for you is, and I'll just remind you, you're under oath. Did you use methamphetamine?
No, ma'am, I wasn't using methamphetamine. There was methamphetamine being used, smoked in the apartment that we was living in at Casa Santa Clara, though. And I did explain that to I told my parole officer that, and I told his boss that.
Okay.
And they said, well, can't go by that anyway because it's not passed.
Thank
and
you.
I went to college. I was on college for 6 months, went every month or twice a month on my parole
process,
and there was no methamphetamine in my system there or before.
Mr. Vance, thank you. And I'm going to ask Mr. Osborne the same question.
Okay.
Is there any information
you,
in the record about the methamphetamine?
Yes, ma'am. And it also says that he was discharged from notes on 3-8 from CSC for meth use. He was directed to report to SRCC for his staffing.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne, and thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Ms. Karanis. Any further questions by board members for Mr. Vance at this time? I don't see any further questions for Mr. Vance at this time from board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir, but we do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, and we do ask that you not repeat yourself, and following following your final statement, the board will at that point go into discussion and make a decision. So anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Not everything. I just said before is I would like to get out and get my check started back up, where I could have, when my end of my parole is up, I can leave the state of Arizona, go back to Tennessee, and take care of my father. That was my intentions when I did leave the state before, and that's what my intentions are now, is to do that, is take care of him, because it's more important than anything.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. And at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. And following this discussion, the board will be back to you with its determination. And as you probably know, or you may not know, that this will be the first time that board members will have had an opportunity to discuss your case based upon the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona. And therefore, we will talk about it for the first time, and then we will vote. We don't know how any member will vote until we actually open it up for voting itself. So at this time, the board is in discussion, and each board member will speak independent and will speak for his or herself. I will begin the discussion by pointing out that this is a very unfortunate situation. I do understand why Mr. Vance went to Tennessee initially to be with his father. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, he was unable to get a interstate compact to go, and he, as he indicated to the board, he decided that because of the illness of his father, he decided just to take a bus and return to Tennessee and remain down there until about for about 383 days. And I would point out the fact that the information that the board has, and I am not going to defend it or argue with it, that he was using methamphetamine, and that was provided to the board by the Department of Correction and by the parole office. We also, and I would point out the fact that it's a very unfortunate situation, and I do understand why he went to Tennessee. However, I would point out the fact that as one board member, I'm only speaking as one board member, I just cannot overlook 383 days a year and a little bit that he was out of the state of Arizona and away from his parole officer. But I am prepared at this time to listen to other board members. Anything other board members wish to share with us at this time? Hearing nothing else from other board members, I am going to offer a motion, see where it goes. My motion is going to be to find that Mr. Vance did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision. He was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways. And the reason I use may have, well, he did lapse in as much as the methamphetamine, but I would say he may have because of those 383 days down in Tennessee. We don't know what he was doing. He could have been living a very positive life, but we have no way of knowing that because the parole officer had no contact with him during that period. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, by the unanimous determination of this board, Mr. Vance's community supervision has been revoked. However, he will be released on December the 24th of this year. He won't be on supervision. He won't have a parole officer. He won't have to report to a parole officer or to anyone else. And he can return to Tennessee to spend time with his father. And we wish him the best at that time. So this will end the hearing. And thank you so much, sir, for your participation. And please put the officer back on, the case manager back on the phone, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, sir.